Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's great to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. I hope you will be encouraged, uplifted, and inspired in your training. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. I am in the car this morning on the way to the rendezvous for volunteers for the marathon. It is presently 5:48. I got up at, actually woke up about 10 to 5 and soon got up and got ready. Probably could have slept this morning, got up early yesterday as well and ran 2 hours, which for me is between 12 and 13 miles. But anyway, I'm looking forward to this event today. I am hoping to get some shots with the camera around the finish line. What we're doing is we're meeting at a rendezvous point, one of the water stops, which I've been assigned to meet there, and then they'll shuttle us out the course where we're to be, and I'm a course monitor. I think I'm supposed to make sure the runners don't stray off of the course. The marathon course and half marathon both begin in downtown High Point. Furniture Market is an internationally event that we have here in High Point. It's just finishing, and the marathon is on the heels of that. I don't know if some people from Furniture Market hung around for that. People come from literally all over the world to buy furniture for their companies. And downtown swells with, I don't know, I know it's tens of thousands of people. I'm not sure how many exactly. A lot of people rent out their homes during that week, take vacation. Cindy and I have never done that, but certainly a lot of people do. Market's been hurt a lot by the economy of late. But the marathon begins downtown at a place called Showplace. And Showplace is one of the bigger, it may be the biggest showroom in downtown High Point. And the race will begin basically, and it will end there. But it weaves its way through some residential areas of town, very beautiful area. Hits Johnson Street, heads out Sandy Ridge toward Kernersville. It won't go that far, but it's in that direction, and then it winds its way back from there. The half marathoners and marathoners reach a point in the race, of course, where they will split off, and the marathoners continue, the half marathons come back. Then the marathoners, of course, will reconnect about where they split off, if I understand correctly. So anyway, my job is to be a course monitor. We're meeting, supposed to be there at 6:15. I've got about 25 minutes and about 2-3 miles left to go. So I'm probably going to be sitting for a little bit, but that's okay. Assuming that I get through, with the responsibilities, we're supposed to work 3-hour shifts. At that point, I hope to get to the downtown area. I do have a parking pass. If I can get downtown, I would love to include some of what I see and some of what's going on, the festivities on the podcast. Brought my camera with me. I don't know if I'm going to take it out with me on the course to take any pictures. I'm going to be too busy, hopefully, encouraging the runners, but I will plan to take some pictures if I do make it to the finish line area. I will plan to take some pictures and add those to the blog as well. So, we will see how it all turns out. It was funny. The local newspaper said that some of the roads will be blocked for 90 minutes to 2 hours. So, that's how long it would take for the race to be finished. So, if someone can run this marathon in 90 minutes or even 2 hours today, we've got a world record on our hand. by a long shot. I think the world record is, I think it's under 204 now. But anyway, it was funny. Obviously, the person who wrote the article was talking about closing sections of street and reopening. He did not realize that the race is going to take much longer than that, for most people anyway. Okay, we will see how it goes. Here I am on May the 2nd, working the North Carolina Marathon here in High Point. It moved from Greensboro, which is only 15 miles from here. They couldn't work out security this year, and so they moved the marathon to High Point. And the race looks like it's going to be a good one. There are around 1,000 entered in both the marathon and the half marathon. The key speaker here that was here for the pre-race gathering expo last night, Friday night, was Joan Benoit Samuelson. Of course, she ran and won and set an American record in the process, the first women's Olympic marathon back in, I believe it was 1984. And so she is actually running the 5K today, not going to run the marathon. And I'm not running either. I love to race, but I've never volunteered for a race. Years ago, I raced quite a bit when I was running back then, and I've just never volunteered for a race. When I started running this time, I've run a few 5Ks, planning to run a half marathon in the fall, October, but I've never volunteered. So part of this first podcast, maybe a good portion of it, is going to be my experience at the North Carolina Marathon here in High Point, North Carolina. I literally drove 6 miles to get here today, which is pretty cool, I must admit. Pretty cool. All right. Half marathoners to the left, fulls to the right. All right, way to go. You're one of the top women. All right. Good job. Good job. Habs, hang a left, full marathon, turn right at the corner. Good job. Good job. All right, you guys are going to hang a right. Yes, sir. Good job. Yes, sir. Hang a right. Halves to the left. Halves, you're going to turn left up here. Fulls to the right. Great job. All right. Woo! Looking good. Hang a right. Full marathons to the right. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Good job. We're 1 hour into it at this point. Full marathon, hang a right. The first guy came through in about 45 minutes, so not terribly fast, but all right, hang a right. Fulls to the right. Halves to the left. Good job. All right, way to go. Full to the right. Yes, sir. All right, fulls to the right. Way to go. They're really coming through now. First woman came through on the half marathon. The split where I'm working, I didn't even recognize her, but it was Joan Benoit Samuelson. Okay, you guys, go to the left. Half marathon, full marathon, right. Full marathon's right.
Six right.
Yes, sir. Go vegan.
He had Go Vegan on the back of his shirt. I don't know what that's about. Back of his back. Halves to the left. Halves to the left. Good job. All right, fulls to the right. Good job. Full marathon to the right. Halves to the left. Good job.
Okay.
Not quite. Full to the right. Halves to the left. Full marathoners to the right. Halves to the left.
To change your mind now.
Too late. You got the wrong color bib. Alright, full to the right. Halves to the left. Yes, sir. Good job. Good job. All right, you guys are looking good.
Translation, smart people to the left, to the right, right?
Correct. All right, full marathon to the right. Halves to the left. Good job.
Good job.
Half marathon to the left. Full marathon, take a ride up here. Yeah, you're about the fifth one asked me that. Good job. All right. Half marathoners to the left, fulls to the right. Full, not full.
Lady laughed at me. She thought I said fools to the right. Sort of sounded that way.
All right, full marathon. Yes, sir. Hang a right up here. Yes, sir. Looking good. Full marathoners, hang a right. Yes, ma'am.
That's right.
Go to the right. Halves to the left, full marathon to the right.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. You're looking good. I hear you. Full marathon to the right. All right. Looking good.
We're really into the thick of it now.
Half marathon to the right, or to the half left, full right. Half marathon left, full marathon right. All right, good job. Full marathon going to the right. Good job. All right. Full marathon to the right. Looking good. Full marathon right, halves to the left. Yes, sir. Thank you. Looking good. Looking good.
A lot of people coming through now. Very, very thick, and I see more and more and more. Great turnout. I think we're looking for about 1,000 today.
Full marathon to the right.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Half marathon to the left. Full to the right. All right. Guys are looking good. All right, full marathon, you're gonna hang a right. You gotta stay right. All right. Full marathon to the right. Full marathon to the right, halves to the left.
Where did I go?
You need to go right.
No.
You got the wrong color. All right. Looking good.
Can we just do this twice?
I don't know. Yes, sir.
Things are winding up now. Still some coming, but not that many.
Half marathon to the left.
Oh, we're
here
too,
got that. Yeah. You knew that before you took off, didn't you? Good job.
Anyway, it's thinning out, and we're getting fewer and fewer, although I can probably see 12 or 15 people in my line of view.
Half marathon to the right, full marathon to the left. Going left.
Thanks.
Good job.
So we're getting towards the end, but not at the end yet. Clouding over, it's probably 60 degrees maybe. A little bit warm, I would think, for a long run like that, but not terribly uncomfortable. The breeze is cool just standing here in short sleeves. So interesting, I just had these guys to stop, and they wanted me to take their picture. Three guys running together. One, obviously, he looked Japanese, maybe, and he looked like my cleaner that I've only seen a couple times, and asked, was he a cleaner? And the other guy said, yeah, in Tokyo. So evidently he's not the guy that I'm thinking about. But I took two pictures of them as a group, the three of them. That's pretty neat. They're at about the 7.5 mile mark, and it's about an hour and 41 minutes into the marathon. So obviously they are not moving very fast. I see one person. I see one more probably several hundred yards behind that one. That could be the last one. I'm not sure, but we're getting toward the end of the pack, the very end. And we're at an hour and 41 minutes and 39 seconds into the race, if they started on time. 7 o'clock start this morning. When the last of the runners get through this about 7.5 mile checkpoint, we're at a lull right now. I'm going to move across to the opposite corner, and on that corner is where the marathoners will come by. At around 21 miles, there's an aid station there, and so we'll be going over there to encourage them and help them along, assuming my bus doesn't come to pick me up before then.
But still, some skipping, but I'm very glad that I can keep going.
Wow. And how many is this you've done?
If I finish, 554.
554. 554.
Okay. But you know that? I didn't see here. 1,000 marathons.
That you go.
All right.
I'm still like
the world's first over 5 hours, under 9 hours. Slow is beautiful.
This is the marathon I've organized a few years.
Wow.
Well, I need to learn rather know how from you. You don't want that before.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I'll have to go to
Japan. Yeah, you should walk and run within 5 and 9 hours. If you finish within 5 hours, you're disqualified. You have to go slowly. Totally opposite idea of Boston. Uh-huh. Boston under 5 hours, you are nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, over 5 hours, you cannot be there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But my marathon, you are over under 5 hours, you are nothing. You should go slowly. Because slowly is beautiful.
All right.
You know, 21st century of environment. 20th century of speed. Mm-hmm. People are crazy about speed. Mm-hmm. The Honda, they changed the policy. They're not going to F1, Formula 1 anymore. They were the winner for F1 in the 60s and 70s. Mm-hmm. But now they say, no speed. We're focusing on environment. The Honda will be one of the major companies that will survive in this situation.
Okay.
Because they're very flexible.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You're not even sweating.
No.
No, I sweat. Yeah. Maybe I lost two pounds. How's that? Losing is winning, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is, yeah.
Wow.
I have other reason to eat more. Sometimes, you know, I say, oh, you stop running? No. But I want to stay here forever.
Eat some more M&M's.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can I have one?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I'll just finish, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sugar.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay, I would like to finish here.
Good. All right.
I picked up the car.
Woo! Got some more running?
Got some more coming?
Yeah.
Woo!
5 hours, 23 minutes. You're not going to break five. That's good, right?
Thank you.
Well, I'm not running for time.
Right.
I'm running to enjoy.
Exactly.
That's what life all about.
Good deal.
Life is not the destination, life is the journey.
That's all right.
Yeah, turn.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Looking good. Did you hear what he said? He's run 554 marathons. What? If he finishes this one, it'll be 555. Yeah. Incredible. But he, in the back of his shirt, he's wanting to run 1,000 marathons in 100 countries. And he will not finish under 5 hours, but he's going to finish under 9 hours. In other words, he won't do it any quicker than five, but because he said it's not about the speed, it's about enjoying the journey. And he's the one I took a picture of him and two other guys a while ago.
Oh.
some gas on the way home. I did go downtown, got over there, stopped and took some pictures of the Japanese runner who has run over 500 marathons. I will try to get those on the blog if I can. He will run no marathon in under 5 hours, but he doesn't want to go over 9 hours. And he says life is a journey, not a destination. I think he's got it figured out pretty good. Then I went downtown, was able to see a few of them finish. By then it was close to 6 hours into it. They were beginning to break down some things as well. So, all in all, it's been a good day. It's about 2 o'clock. It's a good race. I will link the marathon. Actually, it's linked to my blog anyway. You can check out the results there. And I hope that the next podcast that I do is going to have some audio of me actually running, because I realize that's what this is what I'm wanting. I'm wanting a running podcast, not just talking. But I think volunteering is pretty important. It is absolutely a beautiful morning day after the marathon, and I'm out walking my miniature schnauzer. His name is Odie. I'll try to get a picture of Odie up on the blog as well. But Odie will be 7 years old at the end of May, and he is a great companion. Although he loves me, he is actually, I believe he would kill himself protecting my wife. Every dog is smaller than him in his eyes. I wish that it was that way to me. But anyway, we're out walking. It's a little bit cloudy. Beautiful, beautiful morning. Mid-60s. Supposed to be up around 80 today with chance of thunderstorms. Again, I'm not running. I have ordered a mic, external mic, because I can't carry this thing in my hand while I run, as interesting as that would be. But as I said just a moment ago, I actually want to make this a running podcast and not a walking podcast or standing podcast yelling out, you know, halves to the left, fulls to the right. But anyway, I wanted to take just a minute and say how much I enjoyed the experience of volunteering at the marathon. The sheer scope of it, to me, is mind-blowing, especially when you consider that this marathon is very small compared to some of the more prominent ones around the country. I mean, we had around 1,000 runners. The winner actually ended up winning in about 2 hours and 45 minutes. So, that is not a you know, major event in that regard, but it's certainly a major event for our area. But the way this came about is I got an email about it somehow, and they were asking for volunteers, and of course I went to the orientation. You had a choice of different times to go. You had a choice of what you would like to do. They tried to fit us where they needed us, and actually I think they ended up having fewer volunteers than they needed. They were looking for 500 volunteers. Now that would include the security, it would include EMS, it would include set up breakdown from, you know, the course to the finish. It would include course monitors. They had bike patrols, several of those that went up and down the course to keep an eye on those that were, you know, in trouble if there were anyone like that. And they were needing about 500 people for a race that had 1,000 in it. I don't believe they got it, but some of us pulled double duty. I was waiting my third shift. Excuse me. My shift was supposed to be over in 3 hours. And basically, they never come to get me and Tim, the guy that was helping me. But that's okay, because we enjoyed it. And I really wanted to see some of the marathoners as they came through at 21 miles. And I can tell you, at 21 miles, some people looked pretty good. But as it went on, those toward the back, you know, bless their hearts, they were trying and they made it. But I tell you, the further the time went, the longer it went, even though they had covered 21 miles just like those ahead of them, as you got deeper into the pack, and especially toward the end, you could tell they were struggling more. But anyway, it was great to know that what we did was helping with foster care programs here in our state, which makes it well worth it. But volunteering in general, I had done other things, but never volunteered for a race. And I've run a lot of races in my life. And I'll be able to share some more about that maybe in the weeks ahead with you. But it's just a great thing. And in this world in which we live, I think if we can reach out and help others in some way, encourage them, it makes it worth it all. It really does. I have volunteered in civic venues. I have volunteered with ministry venues. But I've never volunteered before from a perspective of a race. So I guess what I'm saying is this, to wind it up. As we spend so much time out on the roads running and racing, and as we spend so much time, you know, with new gadgets, learning about new shoes, learning about new technical gadgets, learning about how to produce a, as Steve Runner would say, a goofy little podcast, let's not forget that we're actually a part of a greater community. And that's really what this podcast is ultimately about. I realize I'm not the only one doing this, but yet, if I can encourage or inspire someone, or uplift someone in their training, that's what I want to do. I get so much satisfaction from knowing that I've helped or encouraged someone else, whether it's running or whether it's another aspect of life. And the Lord knows that we need, a lot of people need to be helping, and a lot of people need help. So, have you volunteered lately? Have you signed up for some type of crisis organization that needs volunteers? Have you served in a soup kitchen? Have you helped at a race? I want to encourage you to do that and see if it does not make a difference in your life. I think that's going to do it for this week. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen as I begin this process of getting the podcast updated and each week. And believe me, folks, this is a work in progress. Please be patient as I work out the technical details related to sound quality, editing, that type of thing. Brand new deal, but I can already tell I will thoroughly enjoy it. And I want this to be a two-way thing. The only way I can do that is to hear from you. So please check out my blog and send me an email. You can go to the profile, click on the email. The email is 20minuterunner@gmail.com. Send me an email. Let me know if you like the show. Let me know if you think there are difficulties with any of the audio, which I think is going to be fine. If you have any questions, and also in the weeks ahead, I plan to tell you more about myself. But again, I don't want this to be about me. I want to hear from you. I'll be reading some of your emails on the podcast, trying to answer those as the weeks progress and we get to know each other better. But again, I'm looking forward to this, and I trust you are. One other favor you could do is, if you enjoy the podcast, whether it's this week or you're going to wait and see if you're going to enjoy it later, which I trust you will, would you please just send the link to someone, a friend, let them know, hey, Roland has a new podcast, rather, 20 Minute Runner, check it out. I would appreciate it. As Matt says at Run Digger Run, I don't think we can have too many. So I look to hear from you, and I look to talk with you very soon. In the days ahead, we'll get out another episode. Until then, I really appreciate you listening. Have a great week. Thanks. Up another episode. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. While you're there, leave a comment and take this week's running survey. Go to my profile link and send me an email at 20minuterunner@gmail.com. You can also find information about items mentioned in all of the 20-Minute Runner episodes at the blog in the show notes. The track used at the opening and closing of the 20-Minute Runner podcast is the title cut from the album Point of No Return by Roger Subirana. Check out Roger's music and more at Jamendo.com. All music featured in this podcast is protected under a Creative Commons license. It's been great sharing with you this week, and I look forward to running with you next time. I trust that your training is going well. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20-Minute Runner.